You're listening to DraftKings Network.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A reminder that tonight, about 7, 7:30, we will be appearing as a show to be with you and watch some games at 7:30 tonight on YouTube. If you want to hang out with the show, you'll be able to do so for a few hours tonight.
The Panthers game.
The game's going on. Just general games going on, not just hockey.
We got ourselves a little bit of a sportsbook situation going on here, Stu. Guys, we got 9 screens in here. You can watch whatever you want. How about that?
All of that. WFAT, it's being called. Presented by 1-800-Flowers. Save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
I like how you read it like Tapper.
Holy crap.
Rick Flair is saying, Stugatz, that in that last match that he had recently, he had an actual heart attack during the match.
What?
We were all worried about it, and he just kept wrestling through the heart attack. He says he had a heart attack.
Has anyone flirted with death more than Rick Flair? I mean, honestly.
Put it on the poll. Been struck by lightning at Levitard Show. Put it. Has he been struck by lightning twice at Levitard Show? Has anyone flirted with death more than Ric Flair? I want to circle back around, Stugatz, on something that ended a segment earlier. Jeremy very excitedly shouted out a great name from the past when he said Sparky Lyle was the one who invented coming out of the bullpen to music.
We're not making Sparkies anymore, right?
Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Levitard Show. Are we making Sparkies anymore? I also don't think Sparky is his real name.
No, I don't. But even
we're
as
still doing Sparky Dogs.
Even as a nickname. Sparky's almost like it's a pejorative now. Hey, Sparky.
His real name is Al.
That's why he's Sparky.
Is it Al or is it Albert?
It's Albert, but Al was funnier.
Albert Walter Lyle.
Albert is pretty funny.
I know.
I don't think we're making a lot of Alberts anymore either, are we? Like maybe some Al's, but not a lot of Alberts.
I don't know if I have a timeline for this person, Sparky Lyles. Like when you say that, I think like 1800s.
Okay,
am I close?
No, you're not. And it's also, you're adding an S to it that's not necessary. It's Sparky Lyle.
I'm Cuban, Dan. What do you want to do?
Not Lyles.
I like Sparky Lyle being in the 1800s and the music he came out to as a guy on organ.
Well, it's about that, actually, because when Jerry mentioned it, I asked him, what's the song? And he said, Pomp and Circumstance.
What, the graduation song?
This one. This.
Here comes Sparky.
Oh, shit. Look out. He's throwing 88 miles an hour out of the bullpen, and no one wants to see old Albert.
I've got background on that story, too, because apparently the organist for the New York Yankees at the time had seen Sinatra recently, and they played this in that awkward period when nobody was talking during the show and they were changing sets, and he viewed the closer coming into the game as that awkward moment and so decided to play this.
This feels like funeral music. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it graduation music? Is it? It's not wedding music.
It's graduation music.
Graduation.
It feels like graduation music. Sure. Yes.
I think Macho Man came out to this song also.
Come on.
I'm pretty sure. The wrestler.
Why? We know.
I don't know.
As opposed to what other Macho Man?
Village People.
Oh, wow.
Is there a Village Person Macho Man or the song?
One of them is a Macho Man.
Hey.
What song is that?
That's Macho Man.
That's, Macho Man.
That's how it
starts. The song Savage should have came out to. No?
That, yeah.
So what year was Sparky Lyles?
He played from 1967 to 1982. What's crazy is he actually won the first Cy Young for any reliever in baseball. He was a multi-time All-Star, won the first Cy Young.
You're just learning about him.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
That can't be true.
He's also, he had a great mustache and is credited with another great mustache, Raleigh Fingers, for kind of making the importance of the reliever known. But what I also found out is he was known for being a prankster in the clubhouse, and his trademark prank was sitting naked on birthday cakes for his teammates.
Wow.
Yep. Trademark.
Classic Sparky Lyles.
Classic Albert. Let's, again, I want you to imagine this, okay? I believe at some point Sparky Lyle pitched for the Yankees.
How big
okay?
is this cake?
Yeah, those were the Yankees when this happened.
There you go.
It's a good question, Jessica. I want you to picture... I want you to picture Yankee Stadium filled and swelling, okay? It's not quite the age where people are wearing top hats and suits to the games, but in the area. And now the Yankees are winning, and they're dynastic, and this is the national pastime. And Yankee Stadium is swaying back and forth. And here comes 87-mile-an-hour throwing Sparky Lyle.
That's him.
Uncaged from the bullpen like a rodeo bull to come in the game and shut him down with what are now change-ups as fastballs.
That'll scare him.
Howdy, listeners. It's Mike, and you know, a lot has changed over the years. Just look at sports. There's instant replay, a three-point line, there were shifts and then not shifts. But one thing that hasn't changed over the course of all those things I just mentioned, the great taste of Miller Lite. That's right. It's so good. And it's also less filling. So what's the best thing about Miller Lite, the original light beer? Well, Miller Lite sparked this debate way back in 1975. We still haven't settled it. Be like me. I don't pick one. I like it because it's both. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste. Only 96 calories. It's a beer that strips away everything that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Be like me. Say both. Miller Lite. Great taste. And is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.